And now let's turn to the story of a different tech startup. A company near Buffalo wants to place interactive breathalyzers in bars. From member station WNED, Daniel Robison has more.
Imagine driving without a speedometer and still trying to go the speed limit. Chris Montag thinks this is similar to going out drinking without a breathalyzer.
I mean, it's something that we've done for hundreds of years and nobody's ever had a tool, and we guess and we think we know that we're okay, but really, how do you know when you've never been able to measure it?
So Montag's company, Ladybug Technologies, has designed a touchscreen breathalyzer about the size of an ATM. Users pay $5 and receive a small plastic mouthpiece to attach to the machine. After blowing hard for 5 seconds, the screen flashes a user's blood alcohol level in large, bold numbers. Then a coupon for a taxi company prints out. Tonight, one of the machines, dubbed the Sip Smart Kiosk, is debuting at Caputi's, a bar in suburban Buffalo. It's the kind of place where most patrons drive home.
I don't know what exact .08 is, no. You know, I don't know what that legal drunk limit is. You know, I don't know what feeling that is or anything.
21-year-old James Wanglin is a regular here and says his group usually has a designated driver, but many don't.
People think they're okay, and that's the problem, is they aren't.
To guide James and others to the kiosk, Ladybug's Joe Rank works the crowd, wearing a backwards baseball cap and a shirt that reads, "Blow Me." He tries to inspire drinkers to work the breathalyzer into their routines.
We're going around, we're helping promote getting people towards the machine to actually use it and figure out what it is, because mostly it sits there and not everyone really can tell what it is.
While some are too embarrassed to use it in a social setting, many young drinkers are naturally drawn to the machine, Rank says, for entertainment and gaming.
I see it more as a younger crowd. Like, with the younger crowd, they're going to see how high they can get their blood alcohol level, where an older crowd is going to use it kind of for the more responsible way, to know that, all right, I have to drive home. What am I at?
But Ladybug doesn't want its breathalyzer readings to be taken as gospel. In fact, a legal disclaimer on the machine says it's just an educational tool. Ladybug CEO Sherry Colburn says her company and bar owners assume no liability, even if a user blows over the legal limit and still gets behind the wheel.
You know, come on now, we're all grown adults, and certainly by the time you're allowed to drink, you're sufficiently mature enough to be able to understand the consequences of, you know, bad decision making.
But using the machine requires some expertise. To provide an accurate sample, users must wait 15 minutes after their last drink, and intoxication levels constantly change, meaning you could be at 0.07 now, but blow 0.09 just a few minutes later. Plus, Ladybug's Chris Montag says she's had trouble placing the breathalyzers. Bar owners see them as a threat to their bottom line.
They fear that if people actually knew what their legal limit was and that they were over the 0.08, that they would actually, in fact, stop drinking sooner. You know, the fear of that knowledge being out there is they think that might hit their revenue.
Soon, Ladybug will launch an app to send breathalyzer results straight to a user's smartphone. It will chart intoxication levels over time, so users can better correspond a feeling with a number. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison in Buffalo, New York.